Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My name is David.
I'm Zach.
And we are the Star Companion Podcast.
Oh.
Coming at you.
Whoa.
From parts unknown. We are the internet's premier
there
Star Trek
fan podcast.
Uh-oh. Fan podcast. And what we do here, what our song and dance is we review Star Trek episodes one episode at a time, stardate by stardate. Sometimes we do two episodes if it's a two-parter, but this time we're doing a one-parter.
We're gonna leave you on red.
Yeah, we are.
I wonder if they're gonna get out of this one.
Yeah, me too. I love two-parters, by the way, because the first part always has to end on this, like, oh my god, how are they gonna get out of this?
Yeah.
And that's how it kind of ends.
You know what's funny is in the age of Netflix, you can just go straight to the next one.
Yeah.
But we're actually going to wait a week.
Yeah.
To get the resolution of this one.
We're going to do it old school. We're going back in time.
But, yeah, we just finished season 3 of Star Trek Enterprise.
Yee.
If you enjoyed all of that, tell us. And if you hated it, why the fuck are you still listening? But tell us. And you can tell us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
If you hated it, we're sorry.
Yeah, oh, there it is. There's the sorry.
And we'll get better.
We're doing the best we can here.
So today we're reviewing...
we're on all major podcasting platforms. And we'd like to say hello to all of our listeners. We're back, baby, and we're going to do this every week now, I think.
In a big, big way.
David got Fridays off.
Yeah, I did.
So,
today,
I work from home.
Zach works from home. It's COVID time. For anyone in the future, that was something that happened in 2020.
And for those of you that are listening to this in the Smithsonian Government Archive.
The Library of Congress.
Library of Congress. Thanks for listening. Be sure to look up our digital graves on Facebook. You can figure out our names.
if you became famous, right, and people like just generally like adored you and loved you.
Uh-huh.
When you could be buried in like a famous grave. Do you have any famous grave you'd want to be buried in?
Any famous grave that I want to get buried in?
Yeah, like would you want to be buried along like side like Thomas Jefferson or...
Oh, okay.
Would you want to maybe be preserved in a mausoleum like Lenin?
Well, I don't want to skirt your question and I'll answer it.
Yeah.
If I have my choice, I want to be cremated.
Me too.
And you can just scatter me wherever you want in L.A. I don't care. The street, the gutter. it doesn't really matter to me. I'm sure my loved ones will take me somewhere they think is special to me, but...
I'm going to shake you out of a Folgers coffee can.
Yeah.
It's going to go all back on Jeff.
What movie is that?
That's the Big Lebowski.
That is the Big Lebowski. Okay, yeah.
God damn it, Walter.
Yeah, do that. No, but to not skirt your question, if I could choose, honestly, I would probably want to be buried in Israel.
Mm.
Hell
yeah. That's a good place.
You know, or wherever there is,
Histra.
Yeah, well, I mean, just a a grave of other Jews.
Yeah.
You know. None of any consequence.
I don't know with the tattoos, man. I don't know you'd be able to make it in those cemeteries.
You know, that's a myth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they just bury you face down instead?
You know, there actually isn't a halakha about not having tattoos.
You're on your stomach with your just neck turned for just millennium. Yeah.
Wake up in the afterlife with a crick in my neck that won't go away.
Yeah.
But you can get tattoos as a Jew.
Okay.
There's nothing that says you can't.
Oh, okay.
It's just because they tattooed the Jews in the Holocaust.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a cultural thing that some people think is a rule.
Got it. Okay.
It's not actually a rule.
Well, I've been schooled, ladies and gentlemen.
Hebrew schooled.
Yeah, Hebrew schooled. I don't know if we mentioned it, but today we're reviewing Enterprise Season 4, Episode 1, Stormfront.
Yeah.
Part 1.
Started unknown. And you know what? You want to know what just jumps out at me right off the top here?
Nazis?
I fucking hate Nazis.
Yeah, dude. This episode reminds me of how I just really, really fucking hate Nazis.
Nazis are the fucking worst, dude. Quick story time. David and I were in India a few years ago, and they sell Mein Kampf on the streets there.
Yeah.
And I would go around, and I would buy every copy of Mein Kampf there was, and then
rip it in half.
I would rip it in half.
In front of them.
You can rip books in half, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you. And if you're going to choose a book to rip in half, I have two to suggest. One, Mein Kampf. Two, Catch 22 by Joseph Heller. Absolute crock of shit. The whole book is a catch 22. Just read the first page. You got it. You don't need it. You just don't need it.
Yeah, and it ruins your life.
It's ruined my life for sure.
So the
fucking hate that book. Everything's a goddamn catch 22. You can't win. You can't win. There's no winning.
There's no winning.
What do you mean you up the amount of fucking missions I need to get out of the Air Force? Fuck George Clooney.
So the episode starts with where we last left off, which is Trip and Pilot in a shuttle pod being shot at by planes.
Yeah, and the pilot goes, "Those are P-51s. I've seen those at air shows, and really, they're still flying those?"
And I just thought, right? Like there's any that survived
that
the eugenics
make any
war.
Sense. Yeah.
And I just thought it would be better if it was World War I. Where they're like literally shooting at each other with handguns.
Oh yeah,
how intense would that have been? By the way,
what, being a pilot in World War I?
Just shooting gun, like being able to look at somebody in the eye and just like aiming a gun at them in the
while flying.
Yeah,
fucked up.
It's like sky jousting.
Back
on board. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, were you gonna say something?
Oh no, I just have a fun anecdote about one of the Germans.
Okay.
It's actually the second time one of these guys has played a German Nazi in Star Trek.
Nice.
What?
Hey, you worked last time. So back on board the Enterprise. Enterprise is with Trip and Pilot. They confront Zombie Daniels.
Zambi.
Daniels comes out of nowhere and he's all fucked up.
What's up with him, you think?
Well, Phlox explains that some of his body is over 100 years old.
What?
And in other areas, he has reverted into a fetal stage.
You think maybe his penis?
Like his penis. He's got a baby penis.
he's got a baby fetus
penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Just looks like a little peanut.
You know, on the topic of
little
that.
Little cashew.
Do you remember what your penis looked like when you were a kid?
And still no.
Okay.
Back on Earth, our captain is alive.
What?
Dad is alive.
Dad's alive?
And he is being, gets in a little scrum with some Nazis.
Yeah, he's being carted away on something. And
he survives.
One of these Nazis is like, Clark Gable. I can't do, do accents. How do I do a German accent?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. I'm no fucking Gable. Actor. He's Austrian. But anyway,
Gable.
He goes, "I'd like to meet Betty Grable." And Dad hits him with, You're not her type.
She doesn't like Nazis.
Whoa.
All of a sudden.
Ouch, Dad. Damn.
The Nazi caravan gets ambushed, and Dad gets shot and passes out. And he wakes up with someone dotting his forehead with a damp cloth. And this is a trope that Hollywood gets away with a lot. It's like, seriously, like, does that ever happen? And, like, what is a damp cloth actually? Like, have you ever been so sick that you're like, honey, I need you to dot my forehead with a damp cloth? Have you ever been that sick?
Okay, well, secret time. Fucking hate Bert Kreischer. No, when you have a fever,
yeah.
If you put a wet washcloth on your head, mm-hmm. and you're trying to sleep, it cools down your head from
okay.
the fever.
Well,
that's
see,
the only time
I get
I've
that.
Sought it out.
I get that.
With,
see, that's
with the fever, yeah.
All right.
Are we good?
We're good. Yeah. Dad wakes up and he says, "Whoa, where are we?" And the woman says, "We in Crooklyn."
Oh, Crooklyn Dodges.
And she says, "Yeah, this is it's year 1944, and the Nazis have won." And it's at this point that the show cuts out, and you see that the goddamn Nazis have took over the White House.
Yeah.
What?
It's a premonition, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Got him.
Yeah. Fast forward to 2020. They inside the White House, there's Nazis, and there is a alien Nazi. He's like a gray.
What?
He's like a gray faced Nazi, and he's trying to say, "Look, Nazi scum, we need your help. We're gonna make these weapons, right? That'll blow up tanks." And what we're going to need is we're going to need a lot of aluminum.
Aluminum.
And we're going to need a lot of carbon steel.
Carbon steel.
And after that, what we'll do for you is we'll develop a plague, right? A plague for non-Aryans. These goddamn Nazi skags.
Whoa. Fucking skags.
I hate them.
But yeah, you know, we're back at it again with the temporal Cold War.
Yeah, we really are.
That's pretty tight. And then, holy shit, look at that. The talo... Sulu Bell on her back.
That's right. We see Silic on board the ship again.
And somehow Silic has compassion for Trip?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means there's something worse than the Suliban in the temporal Cold War?
Are differences being put aside?
Oh, my God.
They get into
something is very wrong down there. The filthy Nazis never made it to the U.S. Thanks to Paul. I had no idea you were up on your 20th century world history. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
What?
She probably saw it and was like, "Computer, 20th century Earth history." And she...
Nazis lose.
That's it.
This doesn't look like they're losing. So yeah, Silic steals a ship. He debilitates Trip, but he puts Trip outside the airlock so Trip doesn't die. And back on Earth.
Back on Earth.
Dad says, "So what are we going to do?" And it's at this time that these mobsters show up and they say, "Massey,
wait,
they're the mob, see?"
How do you know they're in the mob? You know, because they're all standing around,
mm-hmm.
and whatever her name is, Alicia, mm-hmm. goes, "Yeah, tell them what you did before the war." She says to the clearly Italian mobsters in their cartoonish double-breasted suits. Obviously.
Massey.
Are you kidding me, Dad?
We're in the mob, see? And these Jamokes ain't coming to Crooklyn to infringe on our turf, see?
We were in the protection business. And now you're in the freedom fighter business?
What?
When
did these guys... What?
Mussolini. Where's Mussolini fit into this?
Yeah, no, they were consiglieres.
Where's space Mussolini?
They were consiglieres for the labor unions. Capiche?
Oh.
And, you know, they basically ask Archer, like, "Why are you asking all these questions?" And Dad says, "Well, I'm trying to figure out who you are. What's going on?
What is going on?
I'm from the
on?
Future, but yeah, I can't tell you that yet." And, a bunch of stuff happens. I kind of lost my steam there. Go ahead.
I mean, so this episode basically... Yeah. The mob knows someone who knows something,
yep.
that was an alien with red eyes, and Archer tells Alicia that. Alicia thought it was just stories.
Mm-hmm.
Then she says, "Well, you know, my cousin Sal, he knows someone, he's seen these before, so they go and meet a guy.
Yeah.
They set up a meeting with the other alien.
Well, when they meet up with this guy, mm-hmm. whose name is Slim, I think.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter. And
1944 freedom fighter, sandwich dealer.
Yes. They show up, and Sal's like, I want yous to tell him what yous told me. Okay? Capiche? And so he tells him
that one of these Germans is not like the other.
Yeah, he says, yeah, I know. He's got red eyes and he's got a gray face.
And
I lie to him all the time and tell him that, you know, we're going to be over here when we're really over there. But he pays good and I can buy sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah, I get you some hamburger meat. Meat rations is going down.
And Dad says, tell me more. And before...
Tell me more. Was it an alien?
Did he have red eyes? Tell me more. And Dad interrogates him, the Italian guy says, that's it. I've had it. And he shoots the gray guy in the... Well, sorry, I jumped ahead.
Whatever.
Yeah, so they eventually meet with this gray guy.
Yeah, they meet with him, yeah.
Dad interrogates him and...
Who are you? Who are you working for?
He says, oh, we're from the future. You must be a temporal agent. Dad says, no way.
Temporal agent?
I'm Dad.
What was the last thing you remember? I remember being on a weapon... that was going to destroy Earth, but like,
but now I'm here
200 years from now, and now I'm here, and I got a sneaking suspicion it was that Daniels.
And you're Nazis?
And Nazis don't do this.
And it's at this point, I jumped ahead a little bit before, but now I'm not. the Italian guy shoots him in the hand, and he says, how's about I take this here baseball bat and introduce it to your kneecaps there,
pal?
Guy? And the guy says, don't do that. Here's my...
Make me an offer.
Here's my communicator. And Dad says, thanks. And he contacts Enterprise. And everybody's like, oh, my God, Dad's alive.
It sounds like this. I love you. Where's Trip? Tell him, I'm glad your sister's dead.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm still alive. I saved us.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
They beam Dad and Alicia back up. Trip and the pilot go down to rescue the crashed...
Suliban stolen shuttle pod. And they kill some krauts. That's fun.
Back on board the Enterprise, Dad confronts Daniels and he says, Daniels, what's going on?
What is going on?
He says, the only way you can fix this is by killing these Nazis. And, you know, Daniels dies and rest in peace to him and his baby dick.
Yeah. I mean, so basically, long story short, the temporal Cold War is raging fucking...
Hardcore.
Mm-hmm. And I guess they all waited until they saved Earth.
This is Cuba, folks. Bay of Pigs.
And anyway, turns out there's an alien race called the Vosk.
Mm-hmm.
The Vosk are in it. And the Vosk are those evil Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And if Archer just happens to destroy the teleporter so the Vosk can get back to the future...
Everything will go back to normal.
Except, I heard, Daniels' baby dick.
That's true.
That's a collateral damage.
Yeah. Well, he tried to wave it off. He's like, it wasn't this big. It wasn't this big, like, because he's dying. That was that groan.
No, I get it.
And he's like, no, you know, like, certain parts of me are 100 years old. But my dick isn't. It's super small because that's the fetus part.
That's the reason.
And then I have these bones, right? And I use these bones for money.
The bones are their money. And anyway,
There really isn't...
No, there's not much that goes on.
And I think it's because... And this is something that I've noticed a lot with two-parters is they have time to breathe some story into an episode.
Oh yeah.
So they kind of draw out the drama, whereas, you know, like maybe last episode where there's so much going on, this one it's kind of some back and forth. Dad gets rescued, the Vosk are in power and they're Nazis and they're building a transporter, and you know, I assume next episode that maybe the transport doesn't get blown up and we're just stuck in a Nazi timeline.
Only if it means more dead Nazis.
Yeah.
So my favorite line in this whole episode, by the way, is, you know, Dad and Alicia get teleported up, and everyone's like, oh, Dad! And he just goes, I guess I have some catching up to do. The fuck, dude?
I guess you do, Dad.
Everyone thought you were dead.
Yeah.
You ass.
We love you, Dad. I know.
Anyway, with the addition of this episode,
yeah,
the Enterprise became the first Star Trek series to start a fourth season without having any change in the cast since its pilot episode.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There you go. That's why you listen to the Star Companion.
Yeah.
You know, we'd needle some fun stuff in there.
Yeah, we do. Some trivia for you.
Yeah, and that's it. You got anything else?
Nope. That's about the short and thick of it.
Yep. So this has been the Star Companion. If you liked what you heard,
go back from the beginning.
Yeah, and this is your first time listening.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
This one? Why not the first one?
But anyway, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We're on all major podcasting platforms.
Yes, sir.
We would love to hear from you, so please send us an email. If you liked it so much, you can give us a buck or two at patreon.com. We will send you a sticker with a special message on it. Also, if you didn't like this, send us a hate buck or two. And
tell us to get off the air.
Tell us, yeah, whatever.
And we might consider it.
I'll consider it.
We'll take a buyout.
It's
a $1 million buyout.
$1 million buyout. Nice.
Talk us down.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Goodbye, folks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.